Yes.
May I wish first a happy International Mine Awareness Day to all your listeners, and a happy and safe International Mine Awareness Day.
Yes, great. Tell us, what is the Landmine Awareness Day all about?
It's been happening every year now for some years. It's an attempt by the National Mine Action Authority and UNMAS on a global scale to bring more awareness to the troubles and the problems of not just mines, UXO, grenades, mortars, bombs, to the people and people's everyday life.
Yes, and how big is the problem of explosives remnants of war in South Sudan?
In South Sudan, it is a big problem. There is obviously some areas where the problem is not as big as other areas. Mm-hmm. It's all to do with the previous conflicts that's been taking place in the country. There has been, unfortunately, a spike in accidents in the last few months. So it's because people are moving around more, some people are less aware of the dangers, and hopefully today is one of the days where we can get a lot of information across on how to be safe.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that it's less dangerous. I mean, in other places, it's much than others. Can you just tell us briefly on that here in South Sudan?
Well, there's areas where in a previous conflict with the North, no fighting took place or no mm-hmm. troops were obvious in the area. So that they're obvious areas where there's no contamination from UXO or mines. Mostly, as people know their history better than I do of South mm-hmm. Sudan, it's the Western Barrageville areas, large parts of jungle where are swamps, so mm-hmm. and it's not accessible all the time. So there is parts of the country where the threat is very low, but I would say majority of the country the threat mm-hmm. is still there.
Yeah, you did mention, and you keep saying about the previous war with the Sudan. That's where a lot of landmines have been planted. And South Sudan has been in war for the last, almost 2+ years. Has that as well increased the risk of landmines?
We're not 100% sure if it has increased the risk of landmines. It has definitely increased the risk of UXOs, abandoned ammunition. Ammunition that didn't function properly when it was fired. So landmines, I would not say it's increased landmines because of the Ottawa Treaty, which banned the use of anti-personnel mines, which South Sudan signed to, but it has increased UXO problem.
Let's talk about the impact of these explosives on South Sudan communities, for example, as we try to create awareness here on this particular day today. How big has it impacted the communities in South Sudan?
Well, there's 3.2 million people reported in Sudan malnourished. The threat of landmines and UXO is hampering the humanitarian action to help these people. Roads, places to park, places to set up, these all have to be checked mm-hmm. before humanitarian action can take place. So it does affect the people in many different ways: access to water, access to free markets. Again, it's very hard to nail down specific unless you talk about a specific story. But in general, it's stopping humanitarian action getting to them people who need it.
Now, tell us about, what the Mine Action wing of the United Nations Mine Action, what you particularly are doing in trying to, in the efforts of taking, in the efforts of making these places safe for the people. What exactly are some of your activities?
Well, we have one of our biggest activities is responding to emergencies when accidents happen or people find things. We're constantly 24 hours, 7 days a week service for that. We also help humanitarian actors delivering food, delivering wash items, securing roads, helping the protection of civilians in many different ways. One, by getting rid of the hazard. Mm-hmm. Two, by educating people what the hazard is. And obviously we clear roads, we clear access areas for humanitarian actors to come in to help people.
Mm-hmm. Now let's look at your immediate, you know, like plan for now? What does the Mine Action Service, what are you up to?
Well, the Mine Action Service in South Sudan obviously works on a seasonal basis. We're now coming up, as you know, well know, to the rainy season. So this is where we scale down some of our operations over this period due to we can't move around, and obviously we have to look after the safety of our own personnel. So we do scale down, but the big machines stop working. Obviously, people can't demine when it's raining and when it's muddy, so we do scale down, but we do keep emergency teams in all our bases, so there is teams still all around the country who will carry on where they can with tasks, where the weather doesn't affect them. But mostly, over the next 2 or 3 months, it will be emergency response to anybody that needs it.
As you try to, of course, clear these mines, any challenges that you are facing, some of the biggest challenges that you're facing here in South Sudan on your activities?
The biggest challenge at the moment seems to be security. Either being denied access because of an ongoing security situation, or the people in charge, or who presume they're in charge of an area, not giving us access because they're not aware of what we do, and they're suspicious of what we do and where we go. We work around it. We try hard. We do a lot of dialogue. So we get there eventually, but it does slow us down. So, but apart from security, our biggest problem is the weather. As you see, rain. We can't work in the rain. We can't work in the mud. So operations have to stop. We still carry on with education. We still carry on with survey and things like that. But the actual clearance mostly comes, you know, to a stop once it's raining heavy.
Now, talk to my listeners particularly who don't know how to stay safe. I mean, basically, what should they do in order to stay safe?
Well, the big things, if they see something and they do not know what it is, do not touch it. Report it. Report it to your next person you see. Mark it. If you see marking signs, we put signs up everywhere. Big red triangles with a skull and crossbones on. Do not touch the signs. Do not remove the signs. They're there for everybody. But my biggest point I can get across is if you do not know what it is, do not touch it or pick it up. Please inform somebody, and we will respond to that.